It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should not repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Sure. It's a good time for gossip. I mean, it works for me. Justin Bieber confronted the paparazzi yesterday while heading into a coffee shop in Palm Springs.
Good morning.
No, not good morning. You already know. Why are you here? All you care about, guys, is money. You don't care about people. Only money. Only money. No people. You don't care about human beings. Go.
Go. Well, I don't blame him. They follow him everywhere. Jillian Schreiner, the wife of Weezer bassist Scott Schreiner, was shot in the shoulder by police and arrested for attempted murder following a hit and run that she wasn't even involved in. Weezer is supposed to perform at Coachella this weekend. And Travis Kelce has set the record straight on his New Heights podcast, dismissing false reports about a $3.3 million donation to combat homelessness in Kansas City.
If you ever want to know exactly what I'm doing in the community, just go to 87running.org. We're always trying to get out there and get in the Kansas City communities and the Cleveland community. This time, I wasn't doing what was falsely claimed. Appreciate everybody for always trying to show love. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, it's not like he's not trying to help. It's just that was not him. Somebody was making that stuff up. Angelica Houston says she is all clear after a bout with cancer 4 years ago. And Candace Cameron Bure was very emotionally reflecting on her past struggles with body image in a recent podcast episode.
I've whipped my body. I've spoken to it so harshly, so mean, and then got allowed my body to speak back, and my body said back to me, have I not been the body that's carried you all the days of your life?
Yeah, we all talk to ourselves in horrible ways, and it has always been obvious that she has struggled. By the way, the Tanner home from Full House has sold for $6 million. Tiffany Haddish spoke with E! News about fashion trends that she avoids.
I personally believe we should leave something to the imagination, give the men and the women some opportunity to dream.
Yeah. Imagination's probably a bigger power than you think it is. Ed Sheeran shared a funny story of getting locked out of his hotel room.
I hear a door close and I open my eyes and I'm in the corridor, naked, no key. It's like 4 a.m. and I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Someone had room service and I went to go and get the napkin and I put the napkin on.
Yeah, and he went down to the lobby where there were a lot of people around, but he had to ask for a key. He also talked about his Hook movie prop collection. You know, Hook with Robin Williams. Yeah. Huh. Jennifer Lopez will host this year's American Music Awards, and John Hamm is set to host Saturday Night Live this weekend with musical guest Lizzo.
It's the most thrilling episode of the season.
There's one more thing, Chloe. You're pregnant.
Oh, my God. Is it mine?
I'm afraid so.
It'll be a classic Saturday Night Live episode.
It's too much. I don't even have a dirt alert today. I feel like I should just call the whole thing a dirt alert. Let's go wash our hands together, shall we? Sing the happy birthday song while you do it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome.